Good Vok Rabosai. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Dalet. We have been talking about instances in halachos of Mila on Shabbos. Today we're going to talk about other things that are slightly relevant. Washing the baby on Shabbos. We're going to have some statements from Abaye about different Ruthua that is proper to do for a baby on Shabbos. But right now we're on Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis at Motzitzin. About eight lines up towards the end of the lines, we had been listing in the Mishnah, if you remember, on Amid Aleph. So it talked about a bunch of things that you can do on Shabbos. Us and kol tzarich hamila b'Shabbos. You can do anything you need for the meal on Shabbos. And the Gemara gave examples. Mo'el and porin u mozitzin. And you can do metzitza. So metzitza is perhaps more well known because of the supposed controversy nowadays. Metzitza b'peh, metzitza b'kli. Okay. The Gemara here doesn't mention it. We'll obviously just address it for a minute after we read the Gemara. Just because that's how people know mitzitza, but either way, let's dive into it. Motzitzin, we can do mitzitza on Shabbos, the Mishnah had said. Namar of Papa, ha'umna delomayit sakanahu ve'avrinon lei. If any moel does not do mitzitza, that creates a sakana situation for the baby. Ve'avrinon lei, we fire the moel. The Gemara says, pita. Well, obviously, midika mechale ala shabsa sakanahu. If you could list it off as one of the things you do on Shabbos, that you can be mechalal Shabbos to do for this mila, so obviously this is an issue of sakana. Why else would we allow you to be mechalal Shabbos? So the ma'ad temas, you might have thought, perhaps the question that you're thinking in your head, how is mitzitza chilal Shabbos? Well, if you're drawing blood out, right, causing a wound, causing blood to come out, that's netilas neshama, that's shchita. But that's only in certain situations. Ma'ad tema, you might have thought, haidam mifkad pakid. So those phrases will be familiar to you if you've learned the beginning of Ksubis. If you haven't, just to explain, there are two views in Chazal in terms of not all blood, but how some blood is stored in the body. Is it outside the body and kind of in some sort of capsule, like almost like if you have some sort of pus in a bubble, is the blood stored outside the body, and therefore when you release that blood, it's just like you're popping the capsule and the blood is coming out, or is the blood absorbed into the walls of the body, and therefore when you make a chabura, so that is going to be chil Shabbos, Netilas Neshama, etc. So if it's mifkad pakid, if it's, again, outside, like in this little capsule and outside of the body, so then when you pop it, that's not going to be chil Shabbos, because the blood is outside the body already. Right? It's not you don't really make a wound. It's almost like you're, again, like you're popping the pus on top of the skin, and that wouldn't be chil Shabbos. So you might have thought that it's not chil Shabbos, and we're allowing you to do it, because it's not chil Shabbos. But kamash malan. So then, therefore, you come to teach me that if a mole doesn't do mitzitza, so that is a problem, it's a sakana, and the reason the Mishnah allowed you to do mitzitza is because, even though it's Chil Shabbos, is because it is actually a sakana. The Dumya, and it's similar, this polonis uva kamon. And the reason why you can do mitzitza is just the same reason why you can put a bandage and a cumin. Ma'as polonis uva kamon, ki lo avit sakana. If you did that, if you don't do that, it's a sakana. So alpha kanami soto here, kilo of it sakanaho. If you don't do metzitza, if you don't draw out the blood from the wound after the mila, so that is a sakana for the baby. So it is seems very clear from the Gemara, and this is the end of it, that doing metzitza is simply an issue of refuah. That a person, you have to do metzitza to get out the blood, that's because otherwise the baby is in danger. Nowadays, when medicine does not dictate that is true, so, l'chora mitzitza is not as crucial, right? Perhaps there is a room to do it with a kli, with a tube, with a straw, whatever it is, and not use a mouth, the mole's mouth, right? Again, just in terms of the background of that, so that started in the early 1800s. There's a whole tshuva, there's a tshuva of Chashem Sofer. Apparently it was happening in a town where a lot of babies were getting sick, and the doctor thought it was because the mole was putting his mouth on the mila after to do mitzitza, like they had done for many years. So that's the Chasim Sofer. Okay, there's a whole tshuva over there. What is the reason, if it's not helpful nowadays, if medicine does not dictate that it's motive, that it's helpful, if there's some chance of it being a sakana, what is the reason to do it? So it's a Kabbalistic reason, and it's a Zohar type of reason that is mentioned. Again, I don't know anything about Zohar, but it is in more Kabbalistic sources that is not refuah, that's just part of the mila. Just like cutting the foreskin off, so too the mitzitza is part of the process of the mitzvah, and therefore that's why people are makbid to do it nowadays. Right? Obviously the question is if it actually has, carries with it actual medical danger. Obviously, for example, nowadays in terms of corona, when there's all these viruses going around, or one specific virus, so obviously Marlin are careful not to do mitzitza, because then you have a definite real sakana that is tangible. The sakana in terms of getting a baby sick after doing mitzitza, I think that's already still up for debate. So therefore you have those who do and those who don't. But obviously in terms of corona, so then there is definitely an open danger. So for sure, I would imagine mitzitza is not being done nowadays. But okay, either way, that's the hak with mitzitza, and we go weiter. Benosin alel is planis. We put a bandage and cumin on the wound. The Gemara says, Amar Abai, Amar Li Aim, and this is going to be a bunch of them over the next Amud or so. That again, Abai was adopted, so his mother, not his real mother, but the mother of the woman who adopted him, Amar Li Aim, she has said, Is Planisa de Hulu Kebe, the best compress or like medicine for anything that hurts you is Shav Minai Tarba Vachadakira, 7 parts animal fat and 1 part wax. That's the best thing to wrap over something that hurts. Rav Amar Kira Vakabla Rishina. Rava said wax and rosin or resin. I can't see my Gemara. I have on the side. I can't tell if that's an E or an O. But okay, fine. Either way. Drasha Rava B'mechoza. Rava Darshan Din Mechoza. This taught about this whole medicine thing. And Karenu B'nei Minyome Asya L'minayu. And the family of Minyome, who were doctors, tore their clothing, right? Because what were they going to do? There goes their parnasa. Rav said to them, "Shavki luchada." I still left with you with the one remedy that I didn't tell everybody. Damashmul, high man, damashi ape v'lo nagi of tuva. Someone who washes his face but does not dry very well. So nikturu le chaspenisa. He would end up with shchin. So my takante, how do you fix that? Limshi tuva b'maya desilka. He should wash himself in water of beets. I guess purple water that was used to cook beets, and that will help him, and that's something you can still tell the masses. Okay, lo shachach me'erev Shabbos. If you didn't crush, again, the cumin on Erev Shabbos, you can chew it in your mouth. If you didn't mix the wine and the oil, right, okay, etc., the Gemara, the Mishnah had listed all those things. Tamar Rabbanan. Tvarim she'in osin lamila b'Shabbos. Things that you can't do for a mila on Shabbos, osin la b'yantiv. You can do on yantiv. Shochin la cumin, v'torfin la yayin v'shemin. You can grind cumin, and you can also mix oil and wine, right, mistama, logically, because, again, that theoretically could be ochel nefesh, and therefore it's motar yantiv. Amalei by the Rav Yosef, ma'ishna kamon b'yantiv, techazi l'kedera. So the reason why you can do this for cumin is because you could put cumin, you can grind cumin and put it in a dish. So it's, like I said, it's ochel nefesh. So yayin v'shemin nami, chazi nami b'shabas l'chole. But why shouldn't you be able to mix wine and oil together on Shabbos for a chola she'ein bo sakana? As we'll see in a second, that it's going to be mutter. We'll see. Usually refuah is also on Shabbos, but you'll see in a second that the brisa holds that it's mutter. The Tanya Klund and the brisa in torfin yayin v'shemen the chola b'Shabbos amar shemir lazer mishemir v'meir af torfin yayin v'shemen. Right? You can even do it. Rabbi Meir says that you can even do that. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar pamachas chasher v'meir v'meyav. And Rabbi Meir once was had a stomach ache. Ubi kashnu litrof lo yayin b'shemen, and he wanted to do this remedy for him. V'lo heinachnu. He didn't let us. Wouldn't let us do it. Amarnu lo dvarecha yivatul b'chayecha. He said, one second, this is your shita, that it's mutter. Whether your words are going to be mevatel on you during your days. Amarlon, he said to us, yeah, you're right. Afal b'shanei omar kach, v'chaverai omrim kach, all my friends argue on me, so I'm not going to violate what they hold. So who knew the machmer anafshe? So he's machmer. Rabbi Meir is machmer for himself. I'm a shari, but apparently, what does he hold? Right, it's not Mishnah that everybody holds that it is it's mutter. Right, so why would it seem that our Mishnah says that it's not mutter? So Gemara says, awesome, lo boy lika, hacha boy lika, because there. Now, that's when you mix it around, likas, you mix it around very, very hard. But hacha, over here, in the Mishnah, where it's aser, so then when you mix it around very hard, and that, even Rabbi Meir is moda that it's aser. So, chanami niyavi. So, why don't we do that over here? V'lo leilech. Right, why don't we also just don't mix it very hard, and it should be just poured together. So Gemara says, yeah, okay, that's what the Mishnah says. Hainu de katani, no sin zeb bifnei asma. Zeb bifnei asma, pour it into the same bottle of the same bowl, and it'll get mixed by itself. Okay, fine. Vaita. Tanu rabbanan. Ein mesanin es achardal b'mesanenes shelo. You're not allowed to strain mustard, or mustard seed, I guess, in its strainer. On Yantif, that's going to be Borer, I think. Or Zohar, probably maybe Marakid. Okay, either way, it's going to be, that's a malacha on Shabbos. But we're talking about Yantif, as you'll see in a second. This is going to be an issue. Must be Yantif. Vein mematkin oso begecheles. You cannot make it sweet with a coal. Apparently you could heat it up and put a coal inside of the mustard, and that would be and that would make it sweeter. Okay. You can't do this. So how is that different from that which we learned? You could put an egg into this mustard strainer, and that is mutter. That doesn't look like borer. Here it does look like borer, even though it's not actually borer, right? As Tosas points out over here, right? It's a din, the rabbanon, that we should not do it. Okay. Vayim maskin oso begachelas, and we said you can't make the mustard sweeter with the coal. The Gemara says I vatanya maskin oso begachelas. Bryce says exactly the opposite, that you are allowed to sweeten it with the coal. So akasha kamigachelas shomatachas kamigachelas shalates. Yeah, when you're talking about a metal coal, i.e. a hot piece of metal, so that's not going to put out the coal. But by the normal wooden charcoal, whatnot, so that is going to extinguish the wood, Mistama, right, eventually. Right, metal doesn't get extinguished, it's very hot and cools down, but it stays metal. So therefore, that is mutter. So I'm going to buy the Rav Yosef, Maishna Mibisra Agumri. What's different than cooking meat over open coals, which is obviously mutter and yantar, but you can cook meat. Stama, right, as Rashi says over here, it's an issue of the fats or the juice is going to drip onto the, where is that? Right, should solely be under Valfagav de Machabe, right? The liquid, the juice from the meat is going to drip onto the coals and extinguish them. So Marlay, Hasam lo Evshar, it's impossible to roast the meat, right, without getting the juice. As Rashi says, Lutzlos me etmol, but if you roasted yesterday, so then right? It's you can't roast it yesterday and have it as good as roasting it right now. Yeah, it's nothing as good as fresh meat. So that's not possible. So even though the meat is gonna, yeah, put out the coals, but it's impossible to be mechabe the yantif in the right way. And so therefore, you can do it on yantif. So over here it's efshir. It's you could just sweeten up the mustard on erev yantif and it doesn't lose any taste. So that's why it's gonna be usher to do that, but it's mutter to roast the meat on yantif because there's nothing like fresh meat. Amalei by the Rav Yosef. Ma'ole gabein. Are you allowed to make cheese on yantif? Amalei aser. Said it was aser. And Rav Yosef said back to him, Rav Yosef said it was aser. And then Abai said, Ma'ishnami Elisha. What's different? Why is that different than kneading dough that is mutter on Shabbos? Again, the way you make cheese, again, I'm not really so clear, but basically you take milk curds and you put it together. Lamaisa, that seems to be like lush. So Amalei Hasam Lo Asher, because same idea that if you knead the bread yesterday, if you make the bread, it's not going to be as nice, right? Fresh bread, there's nothing like fresh bread. But Hacha Efsher, but to make cheese, the cheese doesn't go bad in one day. You could have done it on Erev Yontif, and therefore you shouldn't do it on Yontif itself. V'amri Narada, Gvinu Bas Yom Amalia, but didn't they say in Narada that fresh cheese is fabulous? This is what they meant to say. Afilu gvilu bas yom amalia. Even fresh cheese is good. Meaning, as we all know, I am not a cheese guy, but cheese that's been hanging out for a while, so some cheese goes moldy, but some cheese gets better, right, if it's aged. So that's what they're saying in the Arda, that even cheese that's fresh is still fine. That Lamaisa, the best thing to do is to age cheese, and then Mistami should do it before Yantif, because making it on Yantif is unnecessary. Right, it won't be as good. Ein osin lachaluk. You cannot make a bandage for the baby from a shirt. I'm a rabbi. I'm really aim. My mother said, again, we're going to have a bunch of these right now. My mother told me, the woman who adopted me told me, hay chaluk dinuka lefane lesitra lehiloi. You should, the bandage should be turned upwards. Because maybe we don't want it to stick to the wound or to any loose blood or whatever. When the bandage is removed, so that's in Parshas Kisese. Either way, Tzuadak and Kushufra cannot marry. That's Rachman Tzlan if the Aver gets cut off. So we don't want the bandage to kind of stick, right, and kind of be very tight to the Aver, so then when you take it off, right, Rachman Tzlan, it cuts off the baby's Aver. Imi de Abai Abda Kistata Lepalga, and Abai's Ima would herself make something inside, I think it's a kista, a cover, for the bandage, meaning on the inside of the bandage, to make sure that it wouldn't get stuck with any of the loose fluids or whatever, and be an issue when you're trying to take the bandage off. Amar Abai, Abai says, "Hayinuka delis lecholok." If you don't have a bandage for the baby, so they say, "Belisa de islay shifsa," bring some sort of rag, "Velichrochei leshifta letatay," and tie it around the bottom, "Vayiflay leiloi," and then fold it over the top. I guess in that way. And you won't get it stuck. Any threads won't get stuck on the aver. Amar Abai, Amri Li Aim. Again, my mother told me, "Hayinuka de lo yadia mefakte." If you don't, this is very interesting. If you can't tell where the baby's tush is, right? Mistame, he has one, let's say a membrane of skin over his tush. So leshayfe mishcha velokme lehadiyoma. Right, rub him with oil and put him up against the sun. Right, so behechad zig, and then where you can see kind of where the skin is, you can imagine, right, doing this with something else, but not this. But okay, you can see where the sun hits the skin, you can see where it's not solid, right, it's a little bit clear, and then lekare bisharta shesiv erev, and then tear it with a piece of barley, which is sharp, aval b'klei matechas lo, but if you cut it with something metal, so that will cause it to get inflamed. If a baby cannot nurse, make our dekar pume. It must be that his mouth is cold and he's not able to move his lips in the proper way. What do you do? Lacy kasa gumra. Bring a cup of coals. Velinkate lay the hadi puma and put it obviously not on but near the baby's mouth. Techayim pume, it'll warm it up, and mayitz, he will be able to nurse. Amar Abai Amri Li, my mother told me, "Hayinuka delo minashte," if a baby is not allowed, two shitas here, really Rashi says he's not able to breathe well, but there's another shita that says he's not able to urinate. I'm not sure which one makes more sense, but the remedy would be linfafe benafsa, bring a fan, and I guess, blow on him, and that will help him, I guess, let's say Rashi says, to breathe. Okay. Again, the reason why other people translate this as not breathing is because this one is breathing. Right? If the baby is not able to breathe so well, Laisu Slito the Ime, bring his mother's, not sure which part of the, what is it, of the birth this is. It's not the placenta, but something else that comes out in the mother's, when she's giving birth, Velitrike Iluye, Umane umave, and that will, for whatever reason, that will help if you rub it with him, rub it on the baby, so that will help him breathe a little bit better. Amar Abai, again, all these remedies are not shayach nowadays, they're not in accord with Shulchan Aruch, right? And they're already, we say in Ishtan Vatavayim, even, I think there's a halacha even that you're not allowed to use these remedies because we don't know what we're doing. And then if you don't know what you're doing, you take a remedy that you found in the Gemara, so you're going to laugh at the Gemara, you're going to see like the Gemara doesn't know what it's talking about, and it caused you to lose respect for other halachas that are certainly shayach nowadays. So we say that almost every single one of these remedies is not shaykh. Amar Abai, as you can imagine, right? We have different medical properties, and the Gemara says a bunch of times in Ishtanu Atfayim that simply the nature of refuah and of other things has changed. Amar Abai, Amar Li Aim, Abai said, my mother told me, "Hayinuka de katin," if it's a baby who's too small, laisu lis, meaning he's thin, he's not gaining any weight, laisu lis silta de ime, bring again this something that comes out in the birth. Again, I guess it was on one side it was thick and on one side it was thin. So rub it over his skin from the thin ends to the thick end. And the other way, if he's too fat, so from the thick end to the thin end. And that, for whatever reason, will help the baby kind of attain the proper proper weight. And it's reminiscent of here in Eretz Yisrael, in Tikvat Chalav, where they're always asking you why the baby is either too thin or too fat, but never totally perfect. Amar Abaye Amar Li Aim, my mother told me, Hayanuka the Sumak, if a baby is red, his blood, for whatever reason, is unnormally red. Dakati lo ivla badama. The phrase is that his blood has not been absorbed into his skin or into his body. Okay, lisrichule ad the ivle badama. So wait, don't do the mila. Right, obviously that would be bad. Right, if the blood is mostly outside of the skin, or not outside the skin, but outside most of the body, so that obviously to cut him anywhere would be a bad idea. So then wait until the blood kind of settles into the kid's body, ve'limhule, and then give him a mila. The yarok, let's say he's green, but it means here that he is jaundiced or yellow. Ve'akati lo nafal be'dama, that's already, the blood is not, he's missing some blood, or the blood is not yet, again, set in his body. Lishuku adenafal ba'dame ve'limhule. Already, obviously, I have to wait until that already we have nowadays, that condition, much more common than if the baby is bright red, that a baby is, let's say, jaundice, or he's yellow, or whatever. So you wait until the blood is kind of like settled and his circulation is better, and then you do the mila afterwards. Did Tanya, like we learned in our Brisa, and then these are two fascinating stories. I was commentating the other day to somebody that somebody argued that the Gemara is cold, that the Gemara does not often show emotion, and I just said to him, sometimes you have to kind of read between the lines. So you can see this with the stories here, that you're going to see that you can imagine if this is Rachmana Litzlan happened to somebody, how emotional it would be. Okay, either way. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Amar Rabbi Nelson, Pam Hachaz Alachti L'Krach Hayayam, once I went to the, literally means the islands, but in Mestama means the cities on the sea, on the border, maybe on the Mediterranean. Ubas Isha Lafani, there was a woman that came to me and said, Shemala ben Arishon v'meis. Her first son died after Amila. Shani, the second one died v'meis. And because it was Amila. And Rahman al-Islam, the first two kids died after Amila. Shlishi, have Yasu Lafani. She brought the third kid to me. Ra'isiv shu Adam. And I saw that he was red. So Amartila Himtini Achiyibla Bodamo, right? Again, as we just said, wait until the blood kind of settles into his body. Fintina lo achinivla de bodamo, she did this, umalol oso vechaya. You can imagine they did the mila, everybody holding their breath, and Baruch Hashem the kid survived. And obviously very emotional day. Hayukor Noso Nelson Abavli Al Shmi, and they called him Nelson because of me. Because of how I was able to tell them how to do mila. And obviously there are halachos, if the first two kids died, right, there could be a halacha that you shouldn't do mila on the third kid. Okay, so that's mistama with the shaylas that she was asking. And so you saw that it wasn't a condition that required not to do the mila, right? It must have been a condition that was curable, quote unquote. So they just waited and they did the mila. So mistama, that's why the shayla came up to Rav Nelson in the first place. Shu'pah machas halachti l'medinas kapotkiyas. Once I went to Kapotkiya, ve'ubas isha achas lefanai, same idea, shemala bena rishon v'meis, sheni v'meis, chmano l'tzlan, first two kids died after Amila, shlishi have yasu lefanai, she brought the third one to me, and ra'isi shu yarok, I saw that he was green, well, yellow, I guess, jaundice, whatever it is. Hitzatzti bo, so I checked him out, I looked closely, v'lo ra'isi bo dambris, I didn't see any blood near the baby's aver. So many days his blood flow was lacking. Wait until the blood is settles, right? The blood literally falls into his body, but it kind of settles in there, the circulation is good. Then Tinalo, she waited, umalo sova chaya. Right, Baruch Hashem, the baby lived, and Bayukorin Shmo, Nasan Abavli Al Shmi. And sure enough, they called him Nasan after me. Okay. So you see the stories of Chazal. Certainly that was, I would imagine, very emotional. Okay. The new Mishnah, and we said back in the day, again, they also, one of the things that they thought was, or one of the things that was crucial to the baby, and nowadays less so perhaps, but one of the things that was crucial for the baby was bathing him, was washing the baby in hot water, both before and after the mila. So we'll see that's enough of a background. But says the Mishnah, "Machitzin is a katan beilafnei amila beilachar amila." Right, both either before or after the mila. If it's on Shabbos, you can bathe the baby in hot water. Right, that's totally fine. Umizalfin alav biyad avolo bekli, and you can sprinkle water on him with your hand, but not with a kli. The Gemara will obviously talk about what in the world are you talking about. You just said you can washing, so why do you need to sprinkle the water? Okay, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Marachitin is Akatan Bayom Ashlishi Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. You can even heat up hot water and give the baby a bath on the third day after the Mila. Right, not only on the day of the Mila, but let's say the Mila was on Wednesday. So Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. I guess, I forget how you do the math. I'm not sure how you do the math. Either Wednesday or Thursday. It must be probably Thursday, so then Friday. I don't know. All right, either way. You can do it on the third day after the Mila. Shinemar, as Pazik says, Vayiva Yom HaShlishi B'Yosam Ko'avim. That's a Pazik when Shimon and Levi went to kill the people of Shechem because they had taken Dina and right, they tricked them into telling them, yeah, we'll marry with you. All you got to do is give yourselves a Mila. So the entire city had given themselves a Mila. Shimon and Levi went in there and killed everybody. But the Pazik says that on the third day, they were in pain. It's time of the third day is the most painful of the days, and I'm a stomach, if you can wash them on Shabbos, right, there's an issue of sakana. Fine. Sofik v'androgynos, let's say you have a sofik. Now, a sofik, what do you mean a sofik? A sofik baby? Right, so Rashi says that they used to think that a baby born in obviously in Baruch Hashem nowadays, not relevant, but they used to think that a baby born in the eighth month was, as Rashi says, his words were ke'evin, like he wasn't going to live. So the question here is a suffix whether the baby is born in the 8th or the 9th month. So again, unclear whether you should, right, if it's not a baby that's not going to live, if it's like a stone, literally, as a very strange language, but as if it's like a stone, so then obviously you shouldn't do a Mila as Docha Shabbos. Right, Mila is not going to be Docha Shabbos if it's not for a Ben Kayama. So what about a suffix? Vandrogonus, and someone who has both male and female genitalia. So in Machal and Allah was a Shabbos, you're not Machal B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Matir b'Androgynos, Rabbi Yehuda says that you should do it for an Androgynos. Okay, so the Gemara dives in immediately to the language of the Gemara, to the language of the Mishnah, and said, V'amarta Reisha Marachitzen. And you said, initially you said you can wash the baby. Then you're like, well, you can only sprinkle water with your hands. Like, what are you talking about? So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Ketzad Tani. It's a Ketzad. It's how you should wash him. How do you wash him? Right, that for whatever reason you have to wash him with your hands, not with your sprinkling with a kli. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would say that no, it's mutter to wash him straight up. Rava says I have our machitzen katani, but that's it says that you can wash him. What do you mean sprinkling? What are you talking about? This is what it means. Marchitin is hakatan bein milifnei mila bein la'achar mila. You can wash him before and after the mila. Bayomer rishon kedarko. On the first day, meaning the day of the mila, if the mila is on Shabbos, that's normal. But the third day it falls on Shabbos, so it must be that the mila was on Thursday. Now that I take it back, mila was Thursday. The third day is Shabbos. So then mizalf and alav biyad alav b'kli. You can sprinkle hot water on him with your hands, but not with a kli. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Marchitzen es hakatan b'yom ha-shlishi shechal yos b'shabbos. You can even bathe him normally. Shemar, as Pazik says, Vayidi b'yom ha-shlishi b'yosam kodim. Okay, so that's Rava's interpretation of what the Mishnah says, and that's Tani Kavosid de Rava. Right, we learned exactly like that. Marchitzen hakatan b'lefnei l'mila b'in achar mila. You can wash him before or after. B'yom ha-yosham kederako, the first day, on the day of the mila on Shabbos, normally, if the mila was on Thursday and the third day is Shabbos, then is often a love biyad. You can sprinkle hot water with your hand. You can even wash him. And even though I don't have a real proof, I have a zecher, something, you know, kind of like a hint, because the pasuk says, okay. And when you sprinkle, you can only do it ella biyad. You can only do it with your hand. And the Gemara just points out that last statement that obviously you talked about sprinkling is only talking about the Tanakama. That's not Rabbi Shimon Elazar because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Because obviously Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you can wash him regularly. So according to the Tanakama, right, you can only sprinkle with your hand. Score says, my alpha vision, I had a double zechel dover. What do you mean that there's no proof? It's just a hint. Obviously, it says straight up that the people in Shechem were in terrible pain. So, Mishum de Godol was solid bisra haya katan salik be bisrahaya, because it could be that the skin of an adult does not heal as quickly as the skin of a baby. So it could be that an adult, it takes him 3+ days to heal, but a baby, it could be that he's healed quicker, and the third day is not as crucial. So that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria said it was a hint, it wasn't actually a real straight up proof. Okay. Someone came to Rava and Ori Lekishmaitse, and the Rava taught him his Shita. The Ichlash Rava, and Rava got sick. And he thought that he was nervous at that because he was wrong. So Amar, Anabahaditar Gimna, the Sabe Lamali. Why did I start arguing? With the grandfathers, the Rebbeim, meaning the people I'm arguing, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Baravua. So Amar Lu Rabbanu LaRava, V'atanika Wasi Devar. One second, but the Braisa supports you. So why would you worry? Why would you think that that's why you got sick? So Amar Lu Masnitsin the Kavasi Deiko. And the Mishnah is better for that. Mimaik, how do you know? Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, what does the Mishnah say? Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Omer, Marchitin Ezekotan, Bayamashli, Shechayos Beshavis. Right, that's the language, that's the Lashon in the Mishnah. If you're talking about the Tanakhama is talking about sprinkling, that's where Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria goes back and says, you can wash him. But if the Tanakhama really meant you can wash him on the first day, and you can sprinkle him on the third day. Tai Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria or Marchitin. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says you can wash him, so Af Marchitin Miboyle, you should have said that he can also wash him on the third day. Meaning they should have had that extra word Af in the Mishnah. If the Tanakhama really was saying that you can wash him on the first day, you can only sprinkle him on the third day. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria should have replied, we can even wash him on the third day. So since the Mishnah doesn't say that, it reads a little bit better like that, and that's why Rava was nervous that he was getting sick because he was wrong. Just a general comment, like, this is how the Tanaim lived. Like, if a person got sick, it wasn't just, oh, I caught a cold. It was immediately, you know, examining a person's actions and thinking, oh, maybe this was wrong, maybe this is inappropriate. And there's no happenstance and you know, random happenings in the eyes of the Tanaim. Immediately they were like, oh, it must have been this, or it must have been this. Halavai, right? Obviously, we can't figure out what's going on in our own lives, but at least we should try and think, and that way do tshuva, right? That should be a hallmark. That should be like the hashkafa, at least, that we should think that things come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, Kiyasa Rav Dimi came. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, he said the halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, right? Well, that's the halacha. Havu Bam Marava, right? They're hawking about this in Eretz Yisrael, and Archatza called Gufo or Archatzas Mila, right? When they're talking about the washing and the bathing, is that the whole baby or just the aver, the place for the Mila? So Amar Lahu Umar Rabbanan Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, where Rabbi Yaakov said, "Mistavra Archatzas called Gufo, must be the entire body." The Yisakadaita Archatzas Mila, if you're talking about just the aver, Migara Michimum Agabi Maka. It's not any different than putting hot water on a wound. Damar Rav, as Rav said, we don't remove someone, we don't prevent someone from putting hot water and oil on a wound on Shabbos. Right? Even though there's an issue of refuah, that is not going to be a problem. And so that should, obviously, so for sure, putting hot water and oil on a milah should be fine. So it must be that they're talking about washing the entire baby. So I'm asking for Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, what are you saying? What are you talking about? Lo shani lach ben chamish yochmu b'shabbos v'chamish yochmu b'erev Shabbos. There should be a difference between hot water from Erev Shabbos and on regular Shabbos. Right? Our Mishnah is talking about water that is heated up on Shabbos. Right? But so maybe, right, when we're talking about putting hot water on a wound, so that's water that's heated up on Erev Shabbos. So maybe it has nothing to do with anything. Maybe it's not at all, shayach to our Mishnah. Maybe it's not a good proof. So I'm asking for Rav Dimi said back to Rav Yosef, what are you talking about? Remind the Hacha B'chamish Yotmu B'Shabbos Pligi. How do you know the Mishnah? Right, again, I just said it for granted that the Mishnah is talking about water that was heated up on Shabbos. Where do you see that? It doesn't say that in the text. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Dilma B'chamish Yotmu B'Shabbos Pligi. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about water, right? You have it in the Shabbos urn. Shabbos, not, I guess they didn't have that back in the day, but okay, whatever, you heat up the water on Erev Shabbos. Right, so how do you know that? This is, what are you talking about? So I'm Rabbi, if I says, I'm a boy of the Ishni Eloi, I wanted to answer, but because I'm a Shemin of Yosef, Rav Yosef jumped in and answered his own question, for sure, it's talking about water that's heated up on Shabbos, because not bathing the baby, as we mentioned at the outset, is a sakana. So you must be allowed to heat up hot water for the sakana. And Ibn Nami was also said, Amar Rabin, Amar Rabbi Yevo, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Eloi, Amar Rabbi Yevo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Alachar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Bein Bechamesh Yochmo B'Shabbos, Bein Bechamesh Yochmo B'Erev Shabbos. Right? Regardless of whether the water was heated up before or heated up after. And also, Bein Rachatzes Kol Gufo, Bein Rachatzes Milo. Right? Regardless of whether we're talking about washing the baby, washing the wound, right? Regardless, it's still a sakana, as we said at the outset, to not wash the baby with hot water before and after is a sakana, and therefore it is mutter on Shabbos. Okay, Shkoi Kala Rebosei, we'll stop here, and we will go fighter in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a Shavua Tov and a good Bruch.